Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
Bob, quick thought experiment. You're building an image generator. You need to represent every possible image as a sequence of tokens, discrete symbols that a language model can predict one after another. How many possible states should each token have?
I don't know. A lot? DALL-E used 8,192. LlamaGen uses 16,384. The fancier systems go up to 262,144.
Right. Those are codebook sizes. The vocabulary of visual words your model can choose from. Bigger codebook means more expressiveness per token, but also a harder classification problem at every step. Now, what if I told you there's a new model where each token can represent 2 to the power of 256 states?
2 to the 256, that's, hold on, that's more states than there are atoms in the observable universe. By a factor of roughly 10 to the 57th.
Give or take a few galaxies. Yes.
How do you even do softmax over that?
You don't. And that's the entire point. Today's paper is called BitDance, from a team at ByteDance, CUHK, and several other institutions. And the core insight is this. If you represent visual tokens as binary vectors instead of codebook indices, you can have an astronomically large vocabulary without ever needing to classify over it. You just need a different way to sample. Chapter 1. The Tokenizer Bottleneck. To understand why BitDance matters, you need to understand the fundamental tension in autoregressive image generation. The idea is simple. Treat an image like a sentence. Break it into tokens, predict them one at a time, left to right, using a transformer. It's the same paradigm that powers GPT, but applied to pixels instead of words.
And the quality of your images depends entirely on the quality of your tokens.
Exactly. The tokenizer is the bottleneck. It has to compress an image, which lives in a continuous, high-dimensional space, into a sequence of discrete symbols. And there are three ways this can go wrong.
Bad reconstruction, hard sampling, and slow generation.
Let's take them in order. First, reconstruction quality. Traditional VQVAE tokenizers use a codebook, a fixed dictionary of, say, 16,384 prototype vectors. Each image patch gets mapped to the nearest codebook entry. But 16,384 prototypes simply aren't enough to represent the full richness of visual data. You get blurry reconstructions, lost details, color banding. The numbers tell the story. LlamaGen's tokenizer achieves a PSNR of 20.65 on ImageNet 256. That's passable but lossy. OpenMagvit 2, which pushes the vocabulary to 2 to the 18, about 262,000 entries, gets 22.70. Better, but still well below what continuous VAEs achieve.
And BitDance?
25.29 PSNR with the 2 to the 256 tokenizer. That's higher than the standard continuous VAE used in Stable Diffusion, which gets 23.54. A discrete tokenizer outperforming a continuous one on reconstruction quality. That's genuinely remarkable.
How? What's the trick?
The trick is what they call lookup-free quantization organized in groups. Instead of learning 16,000 prototype vectors and doing nearest neighbor lookup, you partition your latent channels into groups and apply binary quantization within each group. Each dimension independently snaps to plus one or minus one. With 256 such dimensions, you get 2 to the 256 possible states per token. The key innovation is that this is done group-wise. They partition the channels for entropy calculation, which keeps training tractable even as the vocabulary grows exponentially. And they use entropy regularization to prevent codebook collapse, ensuring the full space is actually utilized.
So it's not a codebook at all. It's a binary address space.
Precisely. No codebook, no nearest neighbor search, no commitment loss, just a binary projection that preserves information with extraordinary fidelity. And because each token carries 256 bits of information rather than, say, 14 bits for a 16,000 entry codebook, you need far fewer tokens to represent an image. Their 32x downsampling tokenizer produces only 64 tokens for a 256 by 256 image, compared to 256 tokens for most VQ approaches at 16x downsampling. Chapter 2, The Classification Catastrophe. So you've got this beautiful expressive tokenizer that produces binary vectors. Each token is a 256-dimensional binary string. Now you need an autoregressive model to predict them, and here's where the second problem hits.
You can't do classification over 2 to the 256 classes.
Physically impossible. A softmax layer over 2 to the 256 classes would require more parameters than the total number of elementary particles in the universe. You can't store it, let alone compute it. Even if you tried to factor it, predict each bit independently, you'd lose the correlations between bits. Bit 47 being 1 might be highly correlated with bit 183 being 0, and an independent factorization would miss that entirely.
So what does BitDance do instead?
It uses what they call a binary diffusion head. Instead of predicting a categorical index via softmax, the autoregressive transformer outputs a conditioning vector for each position, a rich representation of what the token at that position should be. Then, a small diffusion model takes over. It starts from random noise in the continuous space of binary latents and iteratively denoises to produce the target binary vector, all 256 bits jointly. The training objective is velocity matching in continuous space, and at the final step, you apply a hard sign projection to snap everything to +1 or -1.
So you're running diffusion at the token level, not the image level.
Right. And this is crucial. The diffusion process operates on a 256-dimensional space, not a 65,536-dimensional pixel space. It's tiny. The diffusion head is lightweight, a small DIT-style network. The heavy lifting is done by the autoregressive transformer backbone, which captures the sequential dependencies between tokens. The diffusion head just handles the local problem of sampling one token from the astronomically large discrete space conditioned on the transformer's output.
So the transformer says the next token should look roughly like this, and the diffusion head figures out exactly which of the 2 to the 256 possibilities it should be.
Exactly. And because the diffusion head models all bits jointly through the continuous denoising process, it captures the full correlation structure between bits, something an independent bit-by-bit prediction would miss. Chapter 3. The speed problem. All right, so we've solved reconstruction quality with the binary tokenizer, and we've solved the sampling problem with the diffusion head. But there's still the third bottleneck. Speed. Standard autoregressive models predict one token at a time. For a 256 by 256 image, that's 256 sequential steps with a standard VQ tokenizer at 16x downsampling. For a 1924 by 1024 image, you're looking at 4,096 tokens, even with BitDance's more compact 64 token sequences, generating token by token is serial and slow.
And this is where next patch diffusion comes in.
Right? The idea is deceptively simple. Instead of predicting one token per step, predict a patch of tokens in parallel. BitDance groups its tokens into patches, up to 64 tokens per patch in the most aggressive configuration, and uses a block-wise causal mask so that the autoregressive structure is preserved between patches, but within a patch, tokens can see each other.
Wait, if tokens within a patch can see each other, how is it still autoregressive?
It's autoregressive at the patch level, not the token level. Patch 1 is generated. Then patch 2 is generated, conditioned on patch 1. Patch 3, conditioned on patches 1 and 2, and so on. But within each patch, the diffusion head generates all tokens jointly, leveraging the spatial correlations between neighboring visual tokens. The blockwise causal mask ensures that during training, each patch can only attend to previous patches, maintaining the left-to-right dependency structure.
And the diffusion head within each patch? It's doing joint multi-token sampling?
Exactly. The DIT-style diffusion head operates on the entire patch at once. This is where the training inference gap that plagues other parallel AR methods gets closed. Methods like PAR, parallelized autoregressive, train with next token prediction, but then sample multiple tokens independently at inference time. There's a mismatch BitDance trains with next patch prediction from the start, so the model learns to generate coherent patches rather than independent tokens.
The numbers on this are wild. What kind of speed up are we talking about?
Let me give you the comparison that stops you in your tracks. BitDance, B4X, predicting 4 tokens per step with 260 million parameters, generates ImageNet 256 images at 24 images per second with an IF-ID of 1.69 PAR-XXL, predicting multiple tokens per step with 1.4 billion parameters, 5 times larger, manages 5.17 images per second with an IF-ID of 2.35. BitDance is 4.7 times faster, uses 5.4 times fewer parameters, and gets significantly better image quality.
And BitDance by 16x? Predicting 16 tokens per step?
90,026 images per second with an IF-ID of 1.91. That's faster than VARD20, which does 71 images per second at an IF-ID of 2.57. And for 1024 by ARD1024 images with the full 14B parameter model predicting 64 tokens per step, 30 times faster than standard next token AR models. Chapter 4, How It Compares to Everything Else.
Let me get the lay of the land. We've got diffusion models. Your stable diffusions, your flux, your dits. We've got discrete AR models, LlamaGenVar. We've got continuous token AR models, MAR-XR. We've got masked models, MaskJIT. Where does BitDance fit?
It's a discrete AR model, but one that borrows ideas from diffusion at two levels. The tokenizer is discrete, binary, but the sampling head uses continuous diffusion. And the parallel generation uses a diffusion-like joint prediction rather than independent sampling, so it sits at a unique intersection.
And the ImageNet 256 leaderboard?
BitDance H1X, the 1 billion parameter model predicting one token at a time, achieves IF-ID 1.24. That ties with XARH, which is 1.1 billion parameters and also gets 1.24. Those are the two best autoregressive results on ImageNet 256. But XAR uses continuous tokens and a continuous VAE, while BitDance uses discrete binary tokens. Same quality, fundamentally different approach.
What about pure diffusion models?
DITIC XL2 gets 2.27 FID. SIT XL2 gets 2.06. The best pure diffusion result is Ray at 1.3, still ahead of BitDance. But Ray is a specialized architecture with a custom continuous autoencoder, not a standard generalist approach. And the gap is closing rapidly.
And on text-to-image, the real-world benchmark?
BitDance 14B scores 88.28 on DPG Bench, which is essentially tied with Quen Image at 88.40.32 and ahead of nearly every other open-source model. On Genival, it scores 0.86 overall, behind Bagel at 0.88 and Quen Image at 0.87, but ahead of Flux, Janus Pro, and most others. Competitive with the best, not leading, but remarkably close for a purely autoregressive model with a completely novel tokenization approach.
And it's open source. Apache 2.0.
Code, model, weights, demo, all available. That matters enormously for reproducibility and adoption. Chapter 5. Why binary tokens are a big deal. Let me step back and explain why this work matters beyond the specific numbers. The conventional wisdom in visual generation has been moving toward continuous representations, latent diffusion models, stable diffusion, flux, DALL-E3, all work in continuous latent spaces. The thinking was, images are continuous, so why force them through the discrete bottleneck of tokenization?
And the discrete AR camp, Lamagen AMU3, has always been fighting an uphill battle because their codebooks were too small.
Exactly. The best discrete codebooks topped out at about 262,000 entries. That sounds like a lot, but it's peanuts compared to the expressiveness of a continuous VAE. The result, discrete AR models consistently lagged behind continuous approaches on generation quality. There was a fundamental representation gap.
And Bitdance closes that gap by making discrete tokens. Not discrete?
Not quite. They're still discrete. Each dimension is strictly plus one or minus one. But the space they span is so vast, 2 to the 256, that it effectively rivals the expressiveness of continuous representations. The tokenizer achieves better PSNR than the continuous SDVAE. That's the first time a discrete tokenizer has pulled that off, as far as I'm aware.
So you get the best of both worlds. The autoregressive structure and unified language vision modeling that discrete tokens enable, with the reconstruction quality that continuous representations provide.
And there's a deeper point here about the relationship between information theory and tokenizer design. Traditional codebooks have a fixed information content per token, log 2 of the codebook size. A 16,384 entry codebook gives you 14 bits per token. Bitdance gives you 256 bits per token. That's an 18x improvement in information density per token, which means you need far fewer tokens to represent an image at the same fidelity.
Fewer tokens, shorter sequences, faster generation, and the autoregressive model has an easier job, because each token carries more meaning.
It's a virtuous cycle. Better tokens beget faster, better generation. Chapter 6, Limitations and Open Questions.
All right, time for the cold water. What doesn't work? What are the catches?
Several, and the paper is reasonably honest about them. First, the diffusion head adds computational overhead at each step. You're not just doing a single forward pass and a softmax, you're running multiple denoising steps within the diffusion head for each token or patch. The paper uses 50 sampling steps for the diffusion head during text-to-image generation, though they note you can reduce to 25 with only slight quality degradation.
So each step of the autoregressive process is actually 50 mini-steps inside the diffusion head?
Yes. The wall clock speed up from next patch diffusion is enormous, 30x for 1024 pi 1024, because you're trading those mini steps against the massive reduction in autoregressive steps. Going from 4,096 tokens to 64 patches of 64 tokens each means 64 autoregressive steps instead of 4,096. Even with 50 diffusion steps per patch, you're still far ahead.
What about the text-to-image results specifically? They're competitive, but not leading.
True. On DPG Bench, Bitdance at 88.28 is behind the proprietary C-Dream 3.0 at 88.27 and essentially tied with QuenImage. But on TIF Bench, Bitdance 14B scores 79.64 for short prompts, behind QuenImage at 86.14 and Z-Image at 80.28. The model is good, but it's not the outright best at text-to-image. The ImageNet class conditional results are where it truly leads.
The training code isn't released yet either.
Coming soon, per the GitHub. You can do inference and evaluation, but you can't retrain the model yourself. For a paper making claims about scaling behavior, that's a gap.
And the 14B parameter model, that's not small.
No. The efficiency story is strongest at the ImageNet scale, where 260M parameters beat 1.4B parameter models. At the text-to-image scale, Bitdance uses 14B parameters, which is comparable to other frontier models. The binary token approach isn't magic. You still need a large backbone for complex text-to-image generation. The efficiency gain is primarily in inference speed, not model size.
What about the tokenizer itself? Any failure modes?
The paper doesn't deeply explore failure cases, but I'd flag one concern. The hard binary quantization, snapping every dimension to plus or minus one, means there's no graceful degradation. You either get the right bit or the wrong one. For most dimensions in most images, this probably doesn't matter. But for edge cases, fine textures, subtle gradients, areas where the optimal representation lands right on the decision boundary, a single flipped bit could cascade through the generation process. Chapter 7. What this means for the field. The 30x speedup number gets the headlines, but I think the deeper significance of BitDance is architectural. It demonstrates that the discrete versus continuous debate in visual tokenization was always a false dichotomy.
Because binary tokens are technically discrete, but informationally continuous.
Right.
2 to the 256 states is discrete in principle, but continuous in practice. And this resolves what I think was the biggest obstacle to unified multimodal models. If you want a single autoregressive transformer that handles both text and images, the way EMU3 and Chameleon tried to do, you need discrete tokens for both modalities. But discrete visual tokens were always the weak link. Too few states, lossy reconstruction, blurry images. Binary tokens eliminate that bottleneck.
So this enables better multimodal models?
Potentially transformative ones. BitDance already demonstrates this. It uses standard next token prediction for text tokens and next patch diffusion for visual tokens, all within the same decoder-only transformer. The text handling is completely standard. The visual handling is where the innovation lives, and because the visual tokens are discrete, they live in the same symbolic space as text tokens. You can interleave them, condition on them, generate them sequentially, all the advantages of the language modeling paradigm with none of the visual quality penalty.
And the 30x inference speedup, what does that actually mean for real-world deployment?
Let me put it in concrete terms. If a standard AR model takes 30 seconds to generate a 1024 by i1024 image, BitDance does it in 1 second. That's the difference between a batch processing workflow and a real-time interactive tool. It's the difference between generating one image per query and generating 30 for applications like design tools, game asset generation, or real-time video. That gap is transformative.
Combined with the fact that it's open source and the weights are available today.
On Hugging Face with a working demo. The 14B64X model, the one that predicts 64 tokens per step, is the one you deploy for maximum speed. The 14B16X model is better for quality-sensitive applications, generating at 512 and 1024 resolution with 16 tokens per step.
Where does this leave the field? Diffusion models versus autoregressive? Is there a winner?
I think BitDance suggests the answer is convergence. The best autoregressive models now use diffusion at the token level. The best diffusion models increasingly borrow autoregressive structure for efficiency. BitDance is an autoregressive model with a diffusion head. XRR is an autoregressive model with a diffusion decoder. Ma uses masked autoregressive modeling with continuous diffusion. The boundaries are dissolving.
And binary tokens might be the representation that makes it all work.
Because they give you discrete structure for autoregressive modeling and near-continuous expressiveness for visual fidelity. 2 to the 256 states, more possibilities than atoms in the universe, encoded as a string of ones and zeros. It's elegant, it's efficient, and if the scaling trends hold, it might be the future of visual generation.
BitDance, from ByteDance, CUHK, and collaborators. Paper on ArcSiv, code and weights on GitHub and Hugging Face. Apache 2.0.
That's a wrap. Until next time. Dispatches from the Edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
New world in a PDF bean. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.